Hey guys, this is Michael.
This is Matt.
And this is Tony.
And welcome to the Three Guys in Ties podcast. Hey guys, welcome into this week's podcast. Some good news, some bad news, some crazy news. First off and foremost, Tony's here with us today.
I'm back.
Tony.
Matt's with us, of course.
As per usual.
Yeah, as per usual. And if you guys are wondering where Caleb is.
R.I.P. Caleb.
He died.
He passed away.
Yeah, so we were going to do like a live stream from a boat since we talk about it so much. And then we were going to see how long we could stay out there, really. And
imagine this. It was my responsibility to pack the lemons.
Yeah, you didn't bring the fruit, and so Caleb got scurvy and is no longer with us. But
he passed away.
R.I.P. though, right?
R.I.P.
to Knoxville. He passed away to Knoxville. He's okay. He's alive and well.
We love you, Caleb. To have Tony on. He's got a little podcast background himself with Mouthpiece Podcast. So.
Yeah. Thank you.
He has a real good passion for podcasting, has a very good voice for it. He's good to look at. Everything that you want in a co-host, especially for a podcast where you guys don't see us. So
yeah,
we enjoy looking at him.
Thank you.
But
coming in wildly homosexual, dog.
It's all right. It's kind of how I like to start most of the podcasts that I do. I like to just get that out of the way first and foremost.
Okay. Yeah, honestly, if we get the weird stuff out in the first like 1 to 4 minutes, then it's all good stuff after that. So
yeah,
that's what I'm doing. Just getting all the weird stuff out and we can go for it.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to jump straight into one.
Well, I'm not done introducing Tony. Damn it.
I mean, you know him from the Mouthpiece podcast.
I do. From your mom's house late at
you
night.
You know him from your mom's room late at night.
Hey, let the man talk. He wants to talk about me. That's completely fine with me.
Anyway, we are very excited to have Tony on here full time. He, you know, we had a lot of fun with him on the Rose Garden. Matt did a gesture. Anyway, we had a lot of fun with him on the Rose Garden, on The Disciple Returns, and Fuck Sony.
Yeah, man.
We're looking forward to having you, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Did we name that episode Fuck Sony?
Well, I technically named it F Sony.
Okay.
Because
I like it.
Well, so I was going to name it Fuck Sony. Then I was like, I don't think Apple will like me dropping the F word on a title. So then I was going to do F and some asterisks, but then when I was trying to like transfer it around places, the asterisks were kind of giving me issues, so I just kind of said, fuck it, and I just put F Sony. So
fuck it.
F Sony.
Also, fuck you, Sony. Yeah, I had so much fun the last like 3 podcasts we did. I was like, fuck it, let's just do it full time.
Let's go.
Opportunity came available, and you guys wanted me. I appreciated you guys for having me on, and it seemed like a good opportunity, so we ran with it.
Did you ever talk to your bank about the Sony sitch?
Yeah, I talked to my fucking bank, and they were just as bad. They were like, yeah, it's kind of between you and Sony, so...
Oh, okay.
Did anything ever get resolved with Sony?
No, I'm just out money.
Cool.
I did play the games, though.
Dude, I was going to say,
how's Crash Bandicoot going?
Well, I haven't played Crash Bandicoot yet.
What the hell? That's the best one.
Wait, what else did they get?
They got Hitman 3.
Okay.
I've been running with that a little bit. Not bad. It's a fun game. Call of Duty Cold War kind of sucks.
I don't like the multiplayer on that game.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I like the zombies, but I don't like the multiplayer.
Wasted money there. I just really wish they would have spent my money a little bit wisely.
Dude, they could have spent it on 2K22.
That's what I'm upset about.
2K22, Madden 22, and what I don't know what the new Call of Duty's called, but that's like 3. You get the pro editions of those. Yeah, you're out $300.
I honestly wish I had this hacker's contact information, because I would like to just be like, hey man, like, I understand why you did it, but
water under the bridge.
It's water under the bridge, but do it smarter. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you can see the games I've bought in the past. Come on.
Based off the games they got, I would imagine they're a teenager. Like,
I would imagine a teenager might be a stretch.
Yeah, dude, like...
12.
I like Crash. Listen, Crash Bandicoot's a fun game. Had fun playing it growing up. I'm not stealing somebody's identity to buy Crash Bandicoot. Like...
I mean, if I'm like 11 years old...
Yeah, I mean, I would at that age.
Yeah, I guess... But anyway, you were starting us off, and I cut you off very
rudely. No, you're good. This is so like, I see the screen. I watch Hulu predominantly for TV, and it's on every ad break. This like Taco Bell chicken sandwich taco thing.
Yeah.
So is that a sandwich or is that a taco?
Well, I've had it.
Okay. How is it? Let's start there.
I will say it's probably 7 out of 10. So not terrible, not great. It's okay, but you know how Taco Bell is, they kind
of
market. They market the shit out of their stuff. So I mean, it's okay. It's not
a 7 out of 10. I'm gonna go back and get that a couple times.
Absolutely. On a long night bender, you know, you're really You need something in you. You get to McDonald's. It's a good choice.
To answer your question, though, I think with Bennett, we decided that tacos were in themselves sandwiches.
Yeah.
So, Mexican sandwich.
A Mexican sandwich.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought Latin up Taco sandwich. Bell, because I have something very similar, and I need to get the exact name out of it.
All right.
But have you guys seen the new Taco Bell subscription service that they're trying out?
I have not.
So, and I think they're doing a trial market right now, and it's actually, I looked into it, and it's actually really fucking smart whenever you think about it.
Is it like the KFC where they made a game, like an actual state, like game unit?
I don't know.
A console, KFC did.
No. So,
okay.
They're streaming, and it's not even a streaming service. It's not even the right way of calling it. It's a subscription service. You subscribe for like $5 or $10 a month, and you have one free taco every single day.
Wow.
Taco a day.
That's interesting, because you know there's going to be a lot of days where you don't get tacos.
You have to get like seven, you have to get seven free tacos to make it worth it. But yeah, that's the whole thing. They're like, you give us $10 a month. Let's say $10.
This sounds like the perfect subscription for Dustin.
Dude, okay. No, hold on. Here's, do you know why it's a good subscription, though? Go ahead. What's your problem?
The problem I have with it is if I go to Taco Bell, I'm not getting just a taco.
That's why it works. That's why it works.
But I'm not eating Taco Bell seven times a month.
Well, see, some people fuck with Taco Bell. Like, that's their place. I don't love Taco Bell.
What, the kid that stole Tony's Sony information, probably.
I don't think he lives in America.
No, do you know why he eats Taco... They have Taco Bell elsewhere, anyway.
Fucking Taliban.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Dude, the Taliban, it's affecting everybody. I said it last week. I'll say it again.
You said Afghanistan last week, to be fair. But the but no, it's a great idea because they get there. You go to Taco Bell to get your taco.
It's bringing people in.
Yeah, and then you're just like, well, I'm not going to just eat one taco. Let me get 17 more tacos. And then I was like, that's pretty cool. But it made me laugh that Taco Bell has a subscription service now.
That's a very American thing.
It is the most American thing for a Mexican restaurant to do.
If Krispy Kreme did one, that I could see.
Dude, if Krispy Kreme...
No. You guys are missing the mark. You guys are missing the mark. Starbucks. If Starbucks did a subscription service...
Bro, they can't
afford
to shell out a $14 coffee to you.
Bro, I know what you're saying.
They're spending like $2 on those coffees.
$15 a month for black coffee, one a day.
I don't know if black coffee is the move. I'm going to say like a tall, which is just their smallest one. Don't know why it's called a tall, because it's the shortest.
It's Italian.
Stupid.
I agree, but that's the language.
But like one tall coffee, and then just like between like maybe a black coffee, one, you know, iced coffee, and one other thing, they give you three options.
I think you have to have tiers if you do it with Starbucks.
Maybe. Yes.
You have to have tiers at Starbucks. Because okay, so I drink black coffee, right?
Yeah.
$15 a month.
Weird flex.
Okay, that was just a fuck you. $15 a month.
I can will my facial hair to grow.
I drink black coffee and whiskey and nothing else. Anyway, no, $15 a month and I get a free coffee every day.
Okay.
But Tony, you like the fruity TikTok drinks that cost like $8 a cup.
Hey,
bro,
man.
Try Dragon Drink first.
Listen,
then
$80 a month and you get unlimited of them. You probably get it 10
times. You try
times.
A white iced mocha latte drink and tell me it doesn't fucking tickle your fancy.
I'm
okay?
not saying it won't.
Dude, Cody and I had pumpkin one spice a couple weeks ago, and that shit was pretty good.
I mean, make my girl order it for me because I get nervous.
Oh, bro. Oh, Mike okay. Wells and I used to go there and order it's something called a dragon drink, and we get a venti. And, dude, a venti one is like the size of a gallon of milk.
It's child size.
Yeah. Good old Pawnee, Indiana. Dude, it is like vibrant. It glows pink.
Yeah,
like it is vibrant pink.
Your
you
shit after one of those is
Mike
ungodly.
And I suited up walking out carrying our like huge
anyway.
He looked like my sugar daddy.
I was
like,
about to inquire a little bit more on the shit afterward, and then I was like, yeah, I don't need to inquire on that one.
Yeah,
so
it speaks for itself, man.
It
I don't know
does.
Every time I go to Starbucks I get supreme anxiety. I went today.
What's the caffeine that does it to you?
No, dude. It's like, I don't know how to
prior
order. Every,
too.
Every
yeah.
time I order, they look at me like I'm a fucking idiot. Like,
dude,
today,
yes.
I took
dude,
a picture.
I remember
just
that one time.
Can I get a coffee? And they're like, buddy, I need way more to go off of. What kind of cup do you want it in? What animal do you want saved?
This place
this
requires three sentences at least for one order.
Do you want the child labor beans or do you want the blood diamond beans?
Tony and I were working together and he got a Starbucks gift card and he was like, I don't know what the fuck to do with this.
Yeah.
I was like, What do you mean?
The problem with any gift card...
Go to Starbucks, tell them you want a cup of coffee, and give them the gift card.
Dude, that's too hard.
The problem with any gift card... So you get a $10 gift card. Hey, you've been doing good. Here's a $10 gift card.
Yeah.
You go to Starbucks, you spend $7.87 on one cup of coffee. And now you've got like $1.13.
Dude, Starbucks app.
$2.13, sorry.
Starbucks app it, brother. Now you have it just chilling in your balance.
It took me a while to do that math in my head. I was thinking, I was like, damn, you got that math right there. Dude, yeah.
So I tweet.
You tip $1.
I tweeted earlier, and Tony, I think you liked it. I tweeted earlier because I was listening to Fuck Sony actually right before we release it and everything. I said something just completely factually incorrect. So if you guys are just on a binge and you're listening to it, I know that the Colosseums are not in Greece.
Sure you do.
I know that. They're in Rome.
If it makes you feel any better, I didn't know it.
Last week, though, I very confidently was like, yeah, man, I'd love to go to Greece and go see the Colosseums and stuff. And then I was listening back to it and I was like, that's not where that is and everything.
Well, I didn't know that.
But anyway, I'm saying all this to say, sometimes I say some very factually incorrect things, and I apologize about
it. Dude, I don't know why.
Have you listened to us?
That just put me on a fucking moment, dude. I was thinking about this today, and I was catching so much flack for saying this, and I know that you're going to not like what I'm about to say. But I'm going to say it. I don't think that dinosaurs were real.
Dude, what?
I don't think they're fucking real, bro.
It's empirical.
I'm gonna myself. Listen, I'm gonna go to a museum and I'm gonna get to the top floor of that fucking museum.
I'm gonna throw myself off the top floor.
Onto
I don't believe
the
in
bones
them.
Of a T-Rex, so it can kill me.
Those fake bones?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna ask. Do you think all the bones are just like they're like, oh, we'll just make it up?
I don't know what it is, but I don't believe it.
Okay, no. You're gonna tell me why.
Okay, because, dude...
If you're going to have a belief, you're going to explain it to me right now.
Okay. So, how did the dinosaurs die? Tell me that.
Meteor.
Okay. Why didn't the rest of the animals die?
97% of animals died.
Okay. So, you're telling me cows made it.
No, they evolved.
But T-Rexes cannot evolve.
T-Rexes were killed.
Well, here's the flaw in that, is that dinosaurs are a cold-blooded reptilian.
Yeah.
And so as soon as it's not a tropical climate, they all just wither away.
Let me tell you something. I'm not
taking your
logic.
That's why woolly mammoth, and so elephant's still a thing, right?
Take yourself out of the fucking textbooks.
Lions.
Listen, dude, take yourself out of the textbooks, man. This is the shit they taught you when you were a kid.
Bro, if you're
telling
me make
it make sense to me,
that we didn't go to the moon, I believe you, but...
Shut the fuck up about the moon.
Dinosaurs
exist. God damn it. I've been looking into that one too, man. I've been looking into that one.
The flag moves. There's no wind in space.
The flag... Okay, you know what? We're not talking about the moon. We're on dinosaurs this week.
Dude, just...
If we talk about the moon, I'm going to have an aneurysm, and you guys are going to have to figure out...
Listen, here's my thought process.
The moon could also just be like a 3D, or like a projection into the sky to make us...
The reason the flag moved is he was holding it, okay?
Horse shit.
He was holding it.
You can't let it go. Were there T-Rexes?
Also, hold on. Everyone was always like, why don't we see stars in the background? Because the... Fucking light
because
was
it wasn't
reflecting.
Real.
The light was reflecting off the moon. You can't. The cameras in the 60s weren't good enough with the exposure to get the.
Yeah, they did.
So
the
cameras
on the backdrop.
Look, so the cameras in the 60s weren't good enough to get a good exposure picture. But we went to fucking space.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay, anyway, we're done.
It's
with
because
this.
They didn't paint stars on the backdrop, and you know it. Anyways, dinosaurs. Were there dinosaurs in America? Yes or no?
I can't confidently answer that one. I don't know. Well, yeah, no, we found some
okay.
very small bones.
Hold on,
you found
hold up. It was Pangea at the time. Everything was one thing.
No, I think Pangea, I think it was already split by that time.
Okay.
Because it was 63
I like that.
Million years ago.
I like
ago.
What he's saying. I
okay,
like what he's saying.
So everything
I think
was split.
Already split.
Everything split. Okay, so there's dinosaurs in America. Then they die. Why did the other animals not fucking die?
Tony, most of the animals that died lived on land. Most of the animals that survived were ocean-living animals.
Shark, crocodile.
That was most of the stuff
that survived.
It doesn't make
sense. It doesn't
make sense.
Most
of the stuff that survived in the water. They didn't survive on land. The land was in it. Like,
so all of the dinosaurs died, but only some of the like cows and chickens died.
We didn't have cows and chickens back then.
Where'd they come from?
Evolution.
why did dinosaurs come from that? Where are they?
Look, I've got a buddy that's a biology
major. They
died.
I don't believe
any of this. What are you talking about? Chickens evolved from prehistoric dinosaurs.
Why?
To survive.
To
That's
survive.
Why everything evolves.
Dude, it doesn't make sense.
Look, survival of the fittest.
I don't believe it.
Jason majored in biology. I will have a talk with him.
Dr. Jason?
to see.
Call him right now.
To see if he's in class right now.
Fuck that class.
Or actually, he's in
class. I don't believe in dinosaurs, bro. I've been thinking about this all day. It's just blowing my fucking mind. I don't think they're real. Okay. I just can't bring myself to see a T-Rex walking around.
Okay, here's the crazy thing. If dinosaurs are real, then why aren't dragons real?
Shut up. No, we're not going down that rabbit
hole. No, it makes sense. Where the fuck are they, bro?
Fire-breathing dragons? Like, that's a completely different anatomical
thing. I'm not saying they have to breathe fire.
3 foot.
Okay, pterodactyls could have been considered dragons.
Okay. If the fucking asteroid hit and all... Okay, so the birds. Let's just talk about the birds. Let's talk about the birds. The birds we have now.
Talk about them.
The birds we have now. Were those birds...
Hawk, chicken, turkey.
All those birds. Were those birds around...
Warble.
When fucking
I don't
dinosaurs-
know what has evolved since then.
Okay. The
I'm
reason
sorry
why
I've
you
not
don't
dedicated
know
my
is
life
it doesn't make any
flamingo.
Fucking sense.
I'm sorry I have not dedicated my life to the study of biology and geology.
Because if we're talking about the land animals
crows.
Dying, guess what? Fucking pterodactyls weren't
okay.
on land. Those
Let
bitches
me ask
flew
you a
around.
Question, Tony. Let me ask you a very serious question.
Ask it.
Canaries.
Assuming... Dinosaurs never existed.
Parrots.
Okay? I will give you the assumption that they didn't exist.
Okay, I like that.
Why? Eagle. Why do we have? Why are we lying about it?
What do you mean?
Bluebird.
Why are we? Why would?
Why
we lie
would they
about
lie
it?
About that?
To make life interesting.
Cardinals.
No, you got to give me a better. If this is your belief, you got to give me something better than that.
I can't. I'm trying to figure out if they were real or not. I can't comprehend why they would lie yet. That's next on the agenda. But dude, there's no reason why a T-Rex can't fucking make it, but a fucking bird can.
Okay.
Or a dog can.
Do you want? Okay. Do you want a QAnon conspiracy here?
I would love it.
I'm just making this up.
You're giving me one.
I'm not part of. I don't know.
Did Facebook tell you
this
that dinosaurs don't exist?
No.
What
if under the influence of stuff.
Everywhere that they found oil, they were like, okay, we're going to claim dinosaurs, get hella funding, and get
Ooh.
Full permission to lock down this land and tear into it.
That's a good theory.
Now I like what I'm
Diamonds.
Hearing. Real
Minerales.
Quick. What if dinosaurs are the reason why there's so many rich people in the world? Because they're doing exactly what you just said. And we
took
can in our brains
to connect
listen,
the two.
Listen, because they're buying land saying dinosaurs, we need the funding. But really, they're down there getting all like oils and diamonds and pearls.
Then explain Jurassic Park, bro.
Well, it's a movie to fucking solidify their reasoning.
No, it is real. It's a documentary.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, I don't believe in it.
Why do you think why do you think we couldn't go to Cuba for so many years?
What do you mean?
That's where Jurassic Park is.
Ooh. Nah, I didn't think about that one.
Yeah, there you go. There's your theory.
Gosh. That's just my conspiracy. I don't know.
I mean, there could have been something.
The older I get,
plutonium.
The more conspiracy theories I'm starting to believe. I'm not a Bigfoot guy or a Loch Ness monster, but
why?
Bigfoot definitely existed.
Yeah, so does the Loch Ness monster. There's a whole town named after it.
I mean, maybe, but I'm not so locked in on those. Like I really believe the dinosaurs weren't real. I definitely think 9/11 was an inside job, and I don't really know if we went to space.
Dude, what if dinosaurs were just Pokemon?
That makes more sense to me than anything
okay.
else.
Okay, why didn't we go to space? Why would we lie about that?
Because there was a space war at the time to see who was the dominant
and
country.
We wanted to be number one.
Okay,
yeah,
fair.
Bro, come on.
You just don't think we ever went? What about satellites? What about the International Space Station?
I think there's shit up there.
Listen, you can throw something up there. It doesn't mean you went with it.
What?
Yeah.
Excuse? Okay.
I just try to make it make sense, man.
My man does not understand how gravity works.
Dude,
apparently.
You can throw a football. That doesn't mean you went with the football.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you went and caught it.
No?
What's the gain of us lying about it?
We won. We won the fucking race. That's the game.
They got to space first.
Yeah, but we got to the moon.
Yeah, we got to the moon first and took that picture.
We also went to the moon like 4 times. Why did we lie about it all 4 times?
Yeah, keep it going.
Lie about it about the first time, sure. Why'd you keep lying about it?
Why would we go 4 times?
Hey, is there any other flags on the moon, or is it just America's?
Just the United States is the only ones that ever went.
No other country's ever been to the moon?
I could be lying about that, but I don't think any other
country. Why?
Why would they?
Because it's impossible.
Because it hasn't fucking happened.
It has happened.
Why would America be the only country to go to the fucking moon?
Because they got what they needed from the moon. They just needed soil samples.
No other country
and
wants
to see
those?
The terrain. It's shared internationally.
They don't want
to
go for the experience?
Why would they?
Would you go to the moon if you could?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Dude, no. Do you know how many billions of dollars
but
it costs to get
possible.
To the moon? There's no gain of going to the moon.
You get to stand on it.
okay, so you get a flex and that's it. Like, okay.
Dude, I would take the hardest Instagram picture.
Bro, yeah, that's my profile picture for everything forever.
Let's spend $25 billion so Tony can take an Instagram photo.
Dude, let's get that started, bro. That's what we need to do.
Start a GoFundMe.
If we started a GoFundMe and it raised enough money for me to go to the moon, I swear to God, on the podcast, I would go.
I'd go in a heartbeat.
Dude.
As long as I can come back.
And take the fucking hard. We have to take like a mixtape picture. You know, like people like posing mixtapes? Yeah. Dude.
It's hip hop. You wouldn't understand it.
Yeah, bro. You wouldn't get it. I totally would. No, I don't think dinosaurs were ever real.
I need more explanation on why you don't think they were real.
Just a gut feeling. You know, sometimes you got to really run with it.
Just a gut feeling, and that's why.
I mean, my brain can't. Listen, I understand that we've seen movies. We read them about in books. So it's
I'm not saying anything about fucking movies.
Listen, I get it. All right. It's solidified in our brains that these were real, and there's no reason for questioning it. I, in my brain, can't comprehend how these things wouldn't be able to survive. Not a single one of them could survive.
No, I think some of them did, but they evolved.
No.
Okay. So in September 23rd, 2020, NASA said it would cost about $28 billion to go to the moon. So that's the goal for the GoFundMe. Okay. So I decided to look up what the highest GoFundMe campaign ever was. And that was, it was something for food during the pandemic because a bunch of people were struggling to eat last year.
Oh, so it was recent.
Yeah, it was very recent. America's Food Fund is what it was called. And it only got $44 million.
Okay, so.
Did I ever tell you guys about what I like to do whenever I go to Starbucks and they ask me about donating my money? I told you, didn't I?
No, I don't think you have.
Did I tell you this? Whenever I go to Starbucks or any restaurant that is, and they're like, oh, also, would you like to donate, you know, a 14 cents or whatever to this, you know,
like charity? Round it up or whatever?
Yeah, same.
Yeah. They go, oh, would you like to donate to the children's charity of, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I go, I like to ask. I said, oh, what does it help? And they go, oh, it helps people, you know, paraplegics and, you know, poor people in the area to survive. And I go, I'm good. Thanks.
Okay, dude. You make them explain it just to say no.
Exactly.
Okay, so like, I don't want you to have my 14 cents.
Based off your thing, we need like, what, 800 different?
I mean, I can do the math on that if you'd like me to.
No, the problem is that these people are trying to get money from poor people and middle class people. We want to get money from rich people.
That's still a lot of fucking money. Okay, $28 billion.
Get all the richest people in a bidding war to see who's better. Hey, whoever donates the most is the better
person.
Here's
what, here's what we
do. We need 636 times
Boys.
What the
okay,
America Food
we
Fund
can
did.
Make 636 GoFundMe.
Listen, here it is. We just tell these people, like Jeff Bezos, Elon, all of them, listen.
They're already trying to do this.
Listen,
they're going to Mars. They're flexing harder than us.
We tell them, we're going to put a flag, the biggest flag, with their face and their company logo, and we're going to stamp that motherfucker on the moon. And then they're going
to
be like, dude, fuck yeah.
Yeah,
put that shit up
to
there.
The aliens. I like it.
Fuck yeah. That's a bigger audience.
Dude, okay, so real thing.
It's good advertisement.
I think so.
It's an expensive campaign.
At what point in our future do you think Amazon will be delivering interstellarly?
Well, we have to get there first, so that's at least another 100.
Well, then Amazon
not within our lifetime at all, by no means.
I don't think Amazon as a company will exist. It'll be something completely
Amazonian.
No. Nah, so here's the thing. I would.
My dude thinks Amazon is going to last fucking thousands of years.
A company that's worth $1 trillion today, yeah, it will last. I mean, dude, $1 trillion,
maybe.
You can't fucking.
I don't know. We got to figure out how to live.
They'll get me too. They'll have to rebrand. It'll be called sombrero.org. It'll be something just fucking
sombrero.org.
Off the wall. It'll just. It won't be Amazon.
I know you just thought of that off the fly, but sombrero.org.
Yeah.
Is the
I
kind of
like it better than Amazon.
There's a sombrero on your little pop figure over there.
There is a sombrero on that little pop figure.
Is that or Buckbeak? And Sombrero sounded more fun. So.
Buckbeak.com.
Fuck with it.
So I would buy from Sombrero.org.
I wish I could go to space, man. I think it'd be so trippy to be standing on the fucking moon and then looking at Earth and going, every person that's ever existed that I've ever known is right there.
Dude, you know, if you think, okay, think about this. What if you're on the moon, you're looking at Earth, and all of a sudden you just start seeing explosions everywhere?
I would probably, you're not getting home at that point, I would
say. Have you guys seen that video? That it's like it's literally what you just said. This is two astronauts. They're standing on the moon and they just look up and they see Earth and it's beautiful, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's just amazing. And it just the entire Earth just explodes. And then they're just like they look at each other and they look back up
and the fucking debris from Earth just comes flying down. And, like, you're at the one astronaut's point of view. You look over. He's looking over at his buddy. He just gets slammed with a fucking
just take your helmet
school bus size,
yeah,
like, rock. And then, yeah.
You just take your helmet off.
At that point, you just take your helmet off and go out quickly.
Yeah, you know? You just take the L on life. You just take the L that life has just handed you.
Kind of have to. Have you guys seen the movie I told you to watch? Malignant?
Yeah.
You didn't watch it.
Maleficent?
Neither of you watched it. Listen, I'm not going to spoil this for you guys because I do want you guys to watch it tonight or whenever you can. It's one of the stupidest fucking movies I've ever seen in my
life. Dude, why would I watch it? If it, like, you're just...
Dude, I'm still trying to get him to watch Interstellar.
Yeah, Matt is convinced it's going to be my favorite movie of all time, but I've not seen it.
Oh my God, I'm going to fist fight you right now.
I hated the face you just made, and I want you to fist fight me.
You
got to
watch Interstellar.
You just made.
Interstellar is such
not on
a
anything.
Fucking... Okay. I can give you a link
you
right
can
now.
You can give me a link. Yeah, no.
I'll give you a link right now. And you can cast it to your TV and everything.
Not
watching.
I'm a law-abiding citizen.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
So, we'll start with a GoFundMe to get Michael to see Interstellar, and then
oh my
we'll,
God,
yeah, I mean,
such
really, it's
movie.
A very short, like, it's a very easy fund. Like, we just need $5 to rent it.
You're gonna watch it tonight.
I'm not gonna watch it. I'll watch it tomorrow, but I'm not.
If
gonna
you don't watch
tonight.
It within the next 48 hours, I will quit the podcast.
Damn.
Do it.
You don't want that.
I don't give a fuck.
No, you got to watch it, man. It's really, really, really good.
I'll get a shot. It has Matthew McConaughey. Has
he says I'll give
Matt
it a
Damon's
shot.
In it.
Bro, this is
Matt
Damon's
in it?
One of your
yeah.
favorite fucking movies.
Dude,
it really is.
I'm not even a space guy. You have a fucking
the dude's,
space
yeah,
tattoo.
Dude's got,
that's not me.
He's yeah. got 8 real planets and 1 fake planet.
Shut up. It is a real
arm.
Planet. It is a dwarf planet. It reserves respect.
It's the Peter Dinklage of fucking planets.
They call it Little Planet.
Yeah, bro.
LP.
Have some fucking respect,
dude.
Dude,
somebody like saw my tattoo one day, and they're like, oh, you have Pluto on there. And I was like, yeah, I mean, of course I have Pluto on there. They're like, yeah, I wouldn't have liked it if you didn't. I'm like, I don't give a fuck if you like my tattoo or not, if we're being perfectly honest. Like, thank you, though. But
yeah, people are weird about tattoos. Everyone's got an opinion.
Yeah, I'm like, cool. Like, if I had the F word on my arm, yeah, give me your opinion on what you think of the F word on my arm. But like,
do you have any tattoos?
He's got one
on
the inside
of his
mouth.
Oh, you do.
Yeah.
I remember you told me that. For everyone,
what does it say?
Cream, baby. Cash rules everything around me. Good to get the money.
What does it feel like getting a tattoo on the inside of your
lip? It doesn't hurt.
I want one.
It just raises up. It swells your lip up a little bit for a little while.
If I could get this podcast to 10,000 listens.
10,000.
Excuse the burp. I just
10,000
podcast. Yes.
Would you get...
To put in perspective, we're at, what, 1,500, 1,400?
I didn't check today, but
if
last
I could,
time I checked, it was 1,300. That
you
was
know
like a
what?
Week ago.
I'll up it. I'll
you
up it.
You
got to
check Apple, too, so it's not
because that's
gonna
too close. That's too close. I'll up it. If I could get it to 20,000, would you get a lip tattoo with me, the inside of your lip?
In what time frame?
The moment it hit 20,000.
No, you got to get a time frame for it.
What do you mean? Like, okay. In a year.
No, we'll be way past 20 in a
6
year.
Months.
3.
Okay. Now let's split the difference. 4.5. 4.5 months.
25,000 plays. 4.5 months.
Okay.
Oh, bro. I'm hyped.
Whoa.
Shake my hand, bro.
What do we have to get tattooed?
That's up to us. It's inside of our lip, but it's up to you.
All right. I'll shake
yeah, that's not bad.
All right.
I'll get cream.
You get three guys, another one get in ties.
I want our podcast to blow up.
Oh, I want it to happen.
But I want it to blow up a little. I want it to blow up in 5 months.
Listen, if it gets to it, I'm going to get exactly what he has tattooed in his mouth.
That's lame. Get your own thing.
No, dude. That is so sick. Cream
dude,
is so sick.
I don't know what
sick.
I would get. I
it does
know.
Give you a lot of cred with
dude,
the,
okay, could you drink coffee and stuff after? Like, what does that feel like? What's the
yeah,
healing
I walked outside and smoked a cigarette. I mean, I was chilling, bro.
Really?
What a fucking day, bro. Did you have this planned out already, or did you just like, fuck it, I'm going right now?
No, I mean, I thought about it. I was like, yeah, why not?
How long did that take?
5 minutes, maybe.
And it didn't hurt.
No, you just stand there and hold your lip down, and the guy, because there's no like hard skin for it to have to break through.
Yeah.
And so it really just.
I'll get a little alien, like UFO.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be. Yeah.
I'll get a little UFO. Yeah, that'd be
I
sick.
Mean, there's no downside because no one's going to.
I mean,
see
I'm going
to
pay for it, and it's going to fucking hurt. I don't care what he says. I know it's going to hurt. I don't want to go through the healing process. I mean,
the problem will be finding somebody that'll do it because they say it has a really high probability of fading after a few years.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's in my mouth.
And that kind of stuff. But, dude, I don't think mine's really faded that much.
Let me see
much.
It again. Let me see real quick.
How long ago did you get it? Well, he's like about to show us. Hold on. He'll tell us a second.
I think it looks perfect.
Yeah, how long ago did you get that?
That was like 10 years ago.
Oh, damn.
That looks really good still.
Yeah, dude, that actually that makes me less likely to get it because like
no. You shook that shit.
This isn't a henna.
25,000 views in 4.5 months.
Okay, so that is what is today, the 15th, September 15th. They'll be hearing this on the 23rd. So what was that?
Like February 23rd?
Boys, that's y'all are doing math like in 3 months, you're not going to be able to know if it's definitely going to happen definitely not going to happen.
Fucking February is really when the...
I'm going to work my
It's either
going to
be a 4,000 listens or 40,000 listens in 3 months. Like
20 episodes away. How many episodes away would that be?
Four months.
4 months so times four times...
16, like fucking 18 episodes. 18, 20 episodes away.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
Just say 20 episodes away, yeah. 25. So we're going to be on episode, 36, I think?
Dude, you have no idea the work I'm about to put in.
I'm ready. Listen, bro. That's all I want, yeah.
I'm going to be going to fucking fraternities and frat house, but like, listen, you guys got to help me promote this shit. You got to help me promote this fucking podcast. I got to get this tattoo.
We got the business cards, so.
Just throwing them.
Exactly, bro. That'd be so fucking fun, dude.
I mean, sure. I want to get more tattoos, but
the lip is a cool one because like no one would ever know if I didn't show.
I've known you for 3 years, I think, Matt, and I think I learned that you had a lip tattoo like maybe 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Me and Matt were forming a good relationship together, and I didn't know it. And when he showed me that tattoo, I knew that he was going to be one of my best friends for life. Yeah, that moment, I just looked at him. I was like, wow.
He got a Wu-Tang tattoo?
Yeah. I mean, it's like it spoke to me. Like, I knew that he knew that I would respect that it was Wu-Tang.
It was like a particular mindset, too, because I was only 19, you know?
Dude.
It wasn't even like a super, like, I've been thinking on it for years.
And I'll be getting it at 25 years old.
Hell yeah, you will.
Yeah, dude, I'll be closer to 30 than I am 20 when I get mine.
Y'all should get, like, see, I wish I would have got, like,
let's get each other's names. So you just get my name, I'll get your name.
Oh, I win that one because you have 4 letters. I got 7 letters.
Okay,
he'll just put Mike. He'll just put Mike.
Yeah, I'll put Mike.
You gotta do a little Mike. Do a little Mike. That's what you gotta do.
Dude, fuck yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, because sometimes I wish I'd gotten like avocado or, you know, just like a thing in there. Like you were saying, a UFO. Yeah, something like that would have been cool.
One of my good buddies, he has a sombrero. He has on his left nipple, he has a sombrero. And a smiley face on his left nipple.
I don't like that. Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you.
Sombrero.org makes sense.
I don't ever want to judge somebody based off their tattoos. A little bit of judgment there. That's
that
weird.
Kind of tattoo just says, though, like,
I like
I'm a fun guy.
Yeah, I like to have some,
I like
fun.
Like, some fun.
That's like, I took some tequila shots. I went to the tattoo shop and saw what happened.
Yeah, he lost a bet. And that's why
he was drinking tequila, I'm sure.
I mean, shout out to Dakota. I guarantee it was alcohol induced.
Oh, so what I've learned in life is... Getting a tattoo on your body after losing a bet started with alcohol, typically.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd say. He's probably still a little drunk when you got it.
Yeah. It might have been.
He might have had to sober up a little bit before it started.
No,
it
was probably one of those like, all right, we're going right now because he'll back out.
Exactly. I think that's exactly how it went.
Earlier, I texted you guys and I was like, hey, I need to know your birthdays. And I was like, I'll explain later.
Is this Florida Man?
It might be Florida Man. All
right, let's get it.
I'm going to start with mine because there was two good ones for mine. I just screenshotted it from Google. So whenever you Google Florida Man December 18th, the first one that pops up is Florida Man tries to pay for fast food with a bag of weed. Okay. Made me laugh.
That was your birthday?
That's my birthday.
What was it again?
The Florida Man tries to pay for fast food with a bag of weed.
And then not really a bad play. Yeah. I mean, it's a fast food restaurant.
It depends on who you get.
I mean, how much weed?
It depends on who you... I mean, not much. I mean, a gram would be fine.
More than enough. Yeah, unless you're feeding a family. If you're just eating for yourself fast food, you can get a gram. That's 3 meals.
That's not bad, yeah.
Yeah. And then the second one for my birthday was... Florida man walks home while bleeding profusely after a shark attack.
Well,
that's pretty ballsy.
Yeah.
It's not even. It's more so like he just didn't have health insurance.
That was literally going
to
say.
He just didn't have health insurance.
Okay, now I feel bad about laughing. Way to
no,
go,
that is a perfect story to really shine a light on our healthcare system.
Yeah, he's like, I know
the
I got
flaws there sometimes.
Built, I know I got built by a fucking. Built. I can't talk. I know I got bit by a fucking bull shark, but I'm just going to sleep this one off.
Dude, yeah.
What do you even do?
You just,
I mean,
he's watched too many Die Hard movies. He'll go home and like stitch himself up with a fish hook.
Die Hard,
Rambo,
best Christmas movie of all time.
Yeah, my guy. Yeah,
in Rambo, yeah, in Rambo, in the first one, I think, he gets, like, shot, and he, like, fucking bites off the head of a bullet, oh, yeah. puts the gunpowder in his wound, and just lights it on fire.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm going to cry and call an ambulance. The wound.
I mean, respect, yeah.
What was my birthday?
You're January 18th, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You had some fun ones. So,
I'm from Florida.
Florida man arrested for DUI after mistaking bacon drive-thru for a Taco Bell.
A what?
Florida man arrested for a DUI after mistaking a bank drive-thru for a Taco Bell.
Well, he pulls up and a little bank teller is sitting there.
Hi, how can I help you?
Yeah, I'll take a chicken quesadilla.
Yeah, I got your chalupa still.
Oh, man, I wish I had a screenshot of this one better because this one just
I want
like,
my free taco. I got this subscription.
I got the app.
I don't have the full one for this one, but this one just says, wanted Florida man promised officers he would turn himself in when he was .. So I'm going to have to re-Google that one.
Have you ever seen the one where the Florida man threw an alligator through a drive-thru window and they got him for assault?
Yeah, because they wouldn't take his weed for payment.
Yeah. He threw a fucking alligator through the window.
That fucking Taco Bell. God,
he's like, anyway. I'll show those.
He said, you're getting one of two greens and neither of them are money.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So, Florida man, February 21st.
That's your boy right here.
Florida man charged with burglary after homeowners return and find him on the couch. And then, the other one for yours was Florida man arrested after he threw a toilet through a window.
It's probably just a bad breakup.
That's a strong individual.
Yeah, dude. And
toilets
takes,
are heavy.
You got to think, too, also, like, that
did he
takes
carry it?
Determination. Like,
is
I don't know. You had to get a toilet, and, I mean, did he throw it from inside to outside?
I'm assuming it was inside to outside. I didn't click into any of these articles. I just Googled them and screenshot.
Do better
it.
Next time.
I can find it.
So, if he's throwing it.
This guy got tired of his girl shitting and not flushing.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm tired of this.
He's like, I'm fucking slinging this shit.
Yeah, hunks the toilet. He's like, you're never shitting in my house again.
She probably told him to put the toilet seat down. He was like, oh, I ain't going to be no goddamn toilet from now on. How about that? He ain't going to take no shits in here.
We can pee in a hole.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Let's see what this website has to say about this. An alleged toilet chucker from Florida is facing a felony charge after flinging an old crapper through the window of the East St. Louis School Board's headquarters.
Was this Washington Post?
Jesus Christ, what is this? What is this? Riverfronttimes.com.
Riverfront.
Let's see. He carried the commode up the building and launched it through the front glass before sprinting away.
Yeah, I mean, he was determined. He knew what he wanted. He had an objective, and he completed it.
God. That's a strong person, man.
Dude, you ain't going to see me doing that.
This might be satire. There's no fucking way this happened. Officers later found 36-year-old Dave Tolliver about a block away at the corner of 11th Street and Cleveland Avenue. They're pretty sure they have the right guy. He was sitting on a second old toilet when they found him.
Oh, so he was running rampant. He was just finding toilets and slinging them.
The toilet bandit.
The toilet bandit. I love it.
Dude, that's insane, bro.
Jesus Christ. I can't. That cannot be real. Is that satire?
I don't know, man. There's some
nope,
shit that goes
on Pinterest, too.
There's some shit that goes on down in Florida, particularly South Florida. And I'm telling you, man, people out there, they go wild.
I think crazy shit happens there because, like, it's fun to be there.
It's fucking... Okay, you're mixing partygoers and rednecks. And you're just throwing them together in a state.
And it's like, outside of like hurricane season, pretty nice most of the time.
Bro, listen, whenever I lived in Florida, man, you would live, you know how like
it's close
here,
to Cuba.
You know how like here, when you walk outside, you might see a deer outside. You might see a little deer, right? Yeah. In Florida, you might walk outside and see a fucking alligator sitting right outside your fucking house. Whenever I lived in Florida,
that's
we
a
lived
dinosaur.
In, we, now that is a dinosaur. You would walk outside. And literally, I remember one time I walked outside to get on the school bus. I might have been 9 years old. And the bus was parked like 50 or 60 yards down the road waiting. And I was like, why is the bus not coming down here? And I looked right in front of me and there's an alligator like 8 feet away just sunbathing in front of my house.
Yeah, man, that's the being cold-blooded and all.
You got to think, when you live in Florida, you have accessibility to so many wild animals.
Dude, it's like most Australia. Things like when humans take over that area and like, what's the word? Cultivate it all.
Yeah,
it like pushes those animals out of that environment. They move somewhere else, right?
Not
alligators, yeah. Alligators are like, nah. I'm
them and stay. Pythons, bro. Pythons don't give a fuck.
I'm here.
So yeah, I looked up Kayla's birthday because I wanted to get another fun one.
Okay.
Florida man urinates on table exposes self in church.
I mean,
what a day he was having.
What table was in the church?
I don't know. Maybe like a, where they like, I mean, they have like coffee and like,
yeah, I mean, sometimes they have like some tables around there.
Yeah. That's just, that's a, that's dick AA. Move. Damn. That's a dick move.
Coffee in a church is AA.
He's peeing. I've been to a church that had coffee.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to check my brother's birthday, see what happened in Florida on his birthday.
Stale croissants and black coffee.
Dude, we should go to a black church.
At 8:30 on a Tuesday church. Is AA.
That's what we should do sometime. There's a dog out here raising fucking hell.
That would be my dog.
What sport would you, like, you have a son or a daughter. You have kids.
What sport would I want them to be
good
at?
Yeah, what sport do you want them to play?
Basketball.
Yeah, I'm
no,
a big
not,
basketball
not
fan.
Which one do you wish they were, like, unnaturally gifted at? Which one do you want them to play?
Basketball.
Okay. Yeah, I like watching basketball, so that'd be cool.
Dude, if
but
my kid
Kayla
came
out
on the court
played...
and dunked on someone, bro, I would go fuck it. They'd kick me out.
I think you try to Tiger Woods it. Cultivate them into a mean golfer.
My
you have to like golfing, though.
Kayla and I both played like baseball and softball growing up, so like, yeah, I'd throw baseball, you know, whichever, baseball or softball.
I played football, God. And I definitely wouldn't want them to play football.
I never played football. I ran track.
I hardly say that I played baseball. I mean, I was there. My
dude,
team.
You guys just got
I had a jersey.
Game.
We did, oh, bro. Basketball, I love basketball. I played that religiously, but baseball, our team was, we got to be top 10 worst teams in America. Had to be.
Real quick, people in Florida are wilding on my brother's birthday.
Really?
So, Florida man arrested for threatening to bomb Walt Disneyland.
It's not that bad.
That's gotta be
another
yeah.
one.
That's common, probably.
Don't even know how this is fucking happening, but Florida man accused of using Kool-Aid packets to steal nearly $1,000 in Walmart merchandise. Don't know how those two things correlate with each other, but
he's
small items.
Our brains aren't big enough for something like that. That's the problem. He is a crafty individual who knew exactly what his alibi was going to be from the jump. So
it has to be small items. He's cutting it open.
No. It's not. He stole a $248 scooter,
okay,
a $120 dual navigation system, $160 worth of batteries.
At that point, I think he was just having fun.
Yeah, he stole like $994.
How do you fit a scooter in a Kool-Aid?
I don't understand where
I don't. I want to know. Yeah, figure that out. Figure out what he said. Okay.
Very misleading title. So what he did was he had all these other stuff that he was going to quote-unquote buy, but he didn't actually ring him up. He went to like a self-checkout and just rang up Kool-Aid packets. That's all he did.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that is a very misleading title. Okay.
I think that the one thing that you rung up was like dollar Kool-Aid packets.
Yeah, like you can't steal all those big items. You got to at least pay for one of those
big
items.
You got to filter it out, dude. You got to steal like 20% of that. You got to pay for the rest.
Why ring up anything?
Dude, if you're walking out of Walmart, yeah.
I mean, if it's so
easy.
No,
I figured it out.
Real quick, guys.
I understand. He was just trying to get a receipt in hand.
Look at this man real quick. Look at the picture of that man. You guys got a good look at him.
Ronald Anderson.
Is that him?
No, that's not not the Kool-Aid bandit. Just describe this guy to the podcast.
Tired.
He's 68 years old.
Mouth breather.
He looks like he lives
like
on a swamp.
If you could imagine what like Voldemort with hair looked like, that's basically.
Yeah. He's got a mean handlebar mustache.
He does have a nice handlebar mustache. He's 68 years old, got arrested in 2019. Probably hasn't cut his hair since 1975.
He's a time traveler from the 1800s and was a cowboy.
He
would be a perfect cast for being a wizard in a movie.
He would. He hasn't cut his hair since 1975, yeah. And he hasn't washed it since like 1982. Okay, that's who we're looking at,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you want to know what Ronald Anderson got arrested for?
What did old Ronnie do this time?
Impersonating a police officer.
Now, when I look at him, I'll tell you what I don't think he is. A fucking police officer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's on the other end. He's got the white van.
He's fucking GoFundMe officer.
He looks like he may have more fingers than he does teeth because of all the meth he's done in his life.
I
don't think he
has
all 10
you
fingers.
You know he's blown off a finger.
I don't think he has all 10 fingers.
When I see him in a police officer's uniform, I think it's his Make-A-Wish day. Because I don't think that they're giving him the old badge and gun.
Yeah, if this man pulled a gun on me, I would make peace with my maker.
You'd have to.
Like I just that's it. I die that day.
Yeah,
this is the
just,
kind of guy. If he had a taser, he would tase you until the battery ran out.
If
he would just fall
gun,
asleep while he was tasing you.
Yeah, he would quit tasing you mid tase, tase himself to make
sure. I don't
sure
know, man.
Works.
He looks constantly drunk.
Yeah, this man has
from
been,
a still picture, he looks like he's perpetually.
We need
tanked.
To upload a picture of this guy. I'm going to tweet a picture of this guy along with
tweet it so that way the listeners can click in and see it, because that guy, I mean, he's struggling.
Yeah. Sorry, guys, for the poor quality of this. I'm taking it off my phone on my laptop.
He looks like if Friar Tuck got addicted to meth.
Dude, he looks like he's experienced a couple grease fires in his life.
He's blown up a single wide or two. Yeah.
I want to get a hold of him. I want to get a hold of this guy.
This man has a credit card debt from 1979. He still hasn't paid yet.
Can you send me that link?
Yeah, I will send you this link.
Send me that link. I want to see if I can get a hold of him.
Yeah, just look up Ronald.
What if there's a way I can get a hold of him, we should see if we can have him on.
Video chat in.
Yeah, let's video chat him in for like two minutes.
Look, man, go steal a phone. And then...
No, I just want to ask him, like, hey, man, like, what were you thinking?
Do we let him listen to his roast before?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
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 I mean, he might be dead. I mean,
no,
like,
no.
When
was the article? When was that article?
August 13th, 2019.
So he would have been out by now, probably.
He looks like,
as long as he doesn't have a whole way, he's definitely got priors.
He looks like he died 300 years ago.
Well, considering that I almost guarantee he's been arrested before, I feel like he's probably, he might still be in, but he might be out by now. So if he's out, I could probably get hold of him. Ooh, even better, if he is in, we can call
him. No, we don't want to talk to this guy. This guy's a piece of shit.
This guy's
a real piece of shit. Okay, so the reason he impersonated a police officer is because he wanted to go see this woman.
Okay.
And she had, like, complained about him, did not want him to be...
Love finds a way.
Did not want him to come see her and everything.
He's like, yeah, but I'm a cop.
And so, yeah, he, like, showed up to her house and was like, I'm a fucking police officer, let me in.
And I definitely want to talk to him.
Yeah,
no,
this guy's a piece of shit. Okay, that was fun.
Love finds a way. It's a big gesture.
I mean, dude,
I wouldn't say romantic.
In his eyes, he probably
smells him through
beautiful.
This picture.
Smells good.
Dude, it smells like...
He says his name is Ronnie?
Yeah, old Ronnie Anderson.
I bet he didn't even dress up like a cop. I bet he just went up in
sweatpants.
Dude, I bet he had...
A tattered gator shirt.
I bet he had an FBI hat on, but it was like the federal
boobs inspector
or something like that.
He had a fedora. Was like, I'm a cop. I'm going to try to get a hold of this guy. If we can get him on the podcast, I would laugh so hard just talking to him. But
dude.
Like, Ronnie, what were you thinking, man?
Listen, he smells like Marlboro Reds. He looks like he smells like Marlboro Reds.
How dare you? He's a Newport kind of guy.
And Bush Light.
The Bush Light definitely checks out.
Yeah.
He probably chews tobacco. Like, he looks...
I don't know, man.
He rolls his cigarettes.
Yeah, he's weathered.
You guys got to go look at this guy. I'm going to try to get him on.
I can't quit looking at him because I'm just... I mean, dude... He's bald on top, but he has long hair down the sides. Like, make a commitment, man. Like, do a fucking comb over or something.
He
looks
like an old Big Ed. You know Big Ed from that 90 Day Fiancé?
No, yes. I don't know who that is, actually.
He looks like Big Ed.
Damn.
Uses mayonnaise in his hair.
I mean, this guy has mayonnaise-looking hair. Like,
poor guy. I'm going to try to get a hold of you, Ronnie. We're going to try to get you on the podcast. I'd love to talk to you about, you know, the escapades that have happened to you in the past 5 years. So.
You guys ever make grilled cheeses?
Have we ever made one?
Yeah, you ever, like, do you make them? Like, you know the concept, yeah. Right? You know, you put a little butter in the pan, a little olive oil, if you
okay.
will.
Okay.
Wait,
something to get it so the bread doesn't stick to the pan.
Okay.
He doesn't need any of that. He can just squeeze his hair a little bit and he's grease all over.
And he's good to go.
Good to go.
I bet those are some good-ass fucking grilled cheeses.
Dude,
though.
I bet they taste.
That dude only cooks meth. There is nothing food-related that he cooks. What are you talking about?
Dude, I bet his kitchen... I bet his kitchen looks like a gas station with one employee in the
middle
of nowhere.
Listen, man, I don't even want to hate on him too much because when I'm his age, I'll probably look worse than that, just to be honest with you.
Tony, you're not going to have that much hair when you're his
age. I won't have any.
Yeah.
And I already have loose skin, so it's going
to
be pretty wrinkly.
You'll get to a point, though, where you commit to the shave.
Dude, why are there two types of people in this world whenever they get arrested in their mugshot? Some people smile, which I think is weird. And the other people do what this guy's doing, who does the little... You guys be looking
like
at
the mouth
tweet.
Open.
The mouth open, head back. Like, what is that?
How do you pose? I mean, what would you do?
I would look into the camera. I wouldn't
Michael turns and looks over his shoulder.
Michael winks.
I'd look surprised. Like, I'd look over my shoulder like, hey. Like,
I would try to get, like, a thumbnail. I'd be like... Like, I'd thumbnail it so that way I could put it in a video.
Dude, because they put,
I'll
like, your
the
arrest
Shaq
date.
Face.
They do, like, your arrest date and everything, so you're just like...
Yeah, I'm just like...
I'll do the Shaq face that he does on Hot Ones, where he just turns and has his eyes like really big.
Yeah.
No, really. So I'm just going to, if I got arrested, I would just flash my mouth tattoo.
Guys, on our next podcast, we're going to get arrested just so we can use it for clickbait.
I'm not going to do that. Think of you how, guys, please.
Think
do.
Of how many plays we'll have.
I mean, I'll bail you out. Somebody's got to stay free.
How committed to this fucking podcast?
Yeah, if we get arrested for
okay,
the
guys,
pod, how many listens?
70,000 listens. We're going to get arrested.
What's the crime that I have to commit?
Murder.
Do I kill Ronald?
He's already
you
killed
don't
himself.
Fucking touch Ronnie, goddammit.
Ronnie's doing a fine job killing himself.
We're gonna start doing like a mile. Every time we hit a milestone, we do something fucking crazy, bro.
Okay, so 25,000 me and Tony get mouth tattoos. 70,000 Matt kills somebody, and like
that escalated.
Well, I think we've already done a cult, so
100,000 we rob a bank. I don't know.
If any fucking like investigation was ever to come out, like something happened and they're like, well, I heard on this fucking podcast.
Yeah. I hope we don't hit 70,000 listens and a murder. I hope this does not happen. I hope we don't hit 70,000 and then a murder happens to happen in Matt's neighborhood.
Yeah, we all
you
go under investigation.
You'll know it's not, I'm allergic to murder, so you'll know
can't
it wasn't
happen.
Me. Yeah.
You know who else is allergic to murder?
I'd die if murder happens.
Murderees.
Yeah.
That was a fucking stupid ass joke.
That was
gonna call
awful,
it like
yeah.
it was.
That, no, it was bad. It
all
was,
right, I actually have a would you rather for you guys.
Oh, I forgot we did those.
I know. I actually was like, you know, I'm gonna bring it back. I'm gonna bring it back.
What we got?
All right. I don't know if you guys have done this one or not. Would you rather be the richest man in the world or be immortal? Have you done that?
No.
Would you? Okay.
We've done variations of both of them.
All right. Well, fuck it. Would you rather be the richest man in the world or would you rather be immortal?
Okay. We have to have the immortal parameters because that was the rabbit hole we got into. Immortal? Do I get to die at some point?
Nope.
Or like the universe ends, I'm still alive?
Well, you're alive as... We're just going to say you're alive forever. The world never ends. Nothing ends.
If the world never ends,
that's what I'm going to say.
If the world never ends, I will pick immortality.
Okay.
But if it's to the point where it's like, yeah, the fucking sun exploded and everybody who's ever lived is dead.
No.
I don't want to be alive in that time.
No, just perfect world. Nothing like that happens. But
immortality, boy.
Really?
I'll make myself the richest man in the world. I have forever.
What would you choose, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, if nothing ever ends, I think it sucks for the first like 100 years because you'll lose everybody that you love.
You just quit making connections.
I think the first 100 are the easiest.
No, that's the hardest.
No, dude, that's the easiest.
Do I
if
age?
I woke up,
Hold up. Do I age or do I start looking like Ronald?
You don't age.
You age until you look like Ronald, and then that's what you look
like.
Yeah,
I'll be rich now.
You age until you age until the age of 40.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they're gonna be immortal.
You guys
at that
are going
point.
I'm just going richest, bro. I couldn't do it. I couldn't because you got to think after the people you love now die.
Yeah.
Right? Eventually, you're going to work yourself back into more groups of people later down the road.
Yeah, I mean, but
then they're going to die.
Yeah, but it's like a vampire. You're like, you understand, like, okay.
Nah, I think at some point you get so like depressed because you don't want to form relationships with anyone anymore, and you're just like, I don't want to be here.
I think on the flip side of that, where humans are so adaptive in our nature, like it's just like, yeah, you know, it is what it is. Like
maybe you guys some heartless motherfuckers.
Dude, I'll live a lifetime here, a lifetime there.
Yeah, I would live them like all over the place.
Also,
yeah.
Like if I pick immortality, I can also be the richest person in the world. Like I can figure that out.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
pretty easily.
I mean, really, you just put all your money in the stock market, however little, and eventually you're the richest person.
Eventually, it's just gonna catch on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if I put a dollar in the stock market today, well, in a billion years, I'm probably the richest person in the world.
I would just go richest. I really would.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. But
I just want one life. I want it to be fucking spectacular, crazy. I would give out so much fucking money.
You know why I'm going to pick immortality?
Why?
So I can see when dinosaurs re-evolve in this earth.
You wouldn't because they're not fucking real.
Oh, okay.
I would. Everyone that's listening...
I think I would actually
email us into the Three Guys and Ties fucking podcast.
Three Guys and Ties podcast at gmail.com.
Email into that fucking podcast. And I just want you to tell us why you think or you know that dinosaurs are or are not real. Just send it in. I want to see what you guys think. I want to know if people think I'm fucking crazy or if people think that there might be some truth to what I'm saying.
Okay. I think,
or tweet us at Three Guys and Ties podcast.
Go ahead, Matt.
I think I would take richest, actually.
Why?
I think you'd enjoy more in that one life than you would the whole life of just mediocrity.
Yeah,
and
bro, I'm tired a lot already anyways. So, like, I'm not trying to be tired forever,
oh,
you know?
That's fair.
Well, I mean...
Not even that. The big thing is, like...
You're going to have to work forever.
Not even... I don't care about
absolutely all that. Not having to work forever.
Yeah.
I'll become the richest person
okay,
in the world
so yeah, if that
in
happens,
two, 300
like,
years. Yeah.
God, I would...
Such
a
grind.
I would just... I think I
not
would
even, dude,
miss the people I love too much.
That's what I'm saying. And
here's
then
the
next...
Thing.
People you love and then the next people you
it would
love.
Get to a point where like, man, I want to kill myself and I can't.
Exactly.
Here's the thing. You invest
your first 70 years of working, and then after that, you're good. Like, you don't have to, you just keep investing.
Yeah, no, you, I mean,
you until you fuck up one day, and then you have to start all over again. Because one day it's probably going to happen.
Yeah, well, you know, if I have infinite amount of time and I don't work and I'm youthful, I think I can figure out how to not fuck up and lose all my money.
Maybe.
Maybe. You're right.
I don't know. I was just thinking about that. I was like, you know what? That's a good one.
I mean, I just start up sombrero.org. So.
Sombrero.org. We're going to start that up as well.
I guarantee that's a real website. I really think it is. I've enjoyed roasting Ronald Anderson, and I hope he hears this. I don't know. Are we're allowed to. Yeah, it's public record.
You can say whatever you want about Ronnie, and you know what? Let me tell you something. Ronnie would agree with everything we said today.
You guys do take it easy. He is a cop, though.
He is a cop. I mean, he also, his eyes are all fucked up, too. I don't think he passed a vision test. Anyway, I need to get off of this. I got to quit looking at this guy.
His face is melting. I really, really hope we could get him on, dude.
He looks pirate-esque.
We'll use your iPad. We could FaceTime him or something. Dude, we could put him up right there. We could talk to him.
Yeah.
He looks like a pirate who never took the eye patch off. And then one day he lost it, and that's what he looks like now.
Dude, that would be the most listens we got in a while if we get old Ronnie on.
Ronald Anderson.
That's going to get us so much closer than lip tattoos.
Oh, God. I cannot believe I shook your hand on that.
Dude, Kayla's going to fuck you up when you tell her about
instant that. Instant regret. She's probably heard you tell her. We make the agreement over it.
You got to tell her today. You got to let her know, like, oh, yeah, also, like.
Oh, I will tell her today. I'll be like, hey, by the way.
It's the perfect place to get a tattoo.
Yes, if our podcast gets, I don't know, 15 times as many listens as it already has in 4 months, then I have to get a lip tattoo. So. And Tony's paying for it, so it's okay.
She's going to be like, no, you don't. You go, yeah, but I already shook on it, you know? Like, I did.
Yeah, I'm a man of my word. That's law. Anything else. Okay, I got one for you guys. It's not would you rather. It's just a conversation that I've had with other people in my life.
Okay.
Do you guys like pineapple on pizza?
On pizza? I can eat it, but I'd never order that.
I mean, I worked at a pizza place, and I'm not a proponent for pineapple on pizza. You do what you want. I don't love it. I think it's just weird. But pineapple by itself is the best food ever.
I'm not going to say the best food
ever. It's my favorite.
I'm not. Okay. It's not my favorite. I like pineapple food or individually.
Fruit? Anything.
Really?
Pineapple is my number one.
I love pineapple. Is my favorite juice. Pineapple juice.
On Snapchat, when you add me, pineapple is the first thing you see right after my name. It says Tony Corley pineapple.
That doesn't mean I have pineapple shorts. That's my favorite food in the world.
It's my favorite.
I really have pineapple swim trunks.
Fucking love pineapples, dude.
Pineapple's so good.
I don't think I've ever met somebody as passionate about pineapple.
Dude, listen,
pineapple
let me just go so ahead and good. Say this. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. You get super stoned and you eat yourself a fucking pineapple, dude.
I mean, you can make that argument with anything. Like,
No.
You're free talking.
Yeah, you ever get super stoned and have a bag of grapes? Like,
no, bro. Oh, dude. A fucking pineapple. It's pineapple. Juicy and fucking pineapple-y and just... Oh,
dude, I get burned out of pineapple after like...
Pineapple domestically abuses grapes, bro. Grapes ain't shit.
I do like grapes.
Give me your top three fruits. I want to hear your top three fruits.
Ooh,
right now.
I don't like being on the spot. I'm an apple guy for sure.
Okay, kind of bland.
I like apple.
Doesn't scream I'm fun.
I'm sorry, I didn't know fruits determined the funness. Anyway,
they can go ahead.
The funness. Anyway, grapes. Obviously, I like a good grape. And you're going to fucking laugh. Orange is the last
orange?
One. Yeah.
Oranges are good.
None of those are what I would expect. Go ahead, Matt. What's your three?
What'd you expect? Hold on. What'd you expect?
No, actually, that is exactly what I expected.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Is pineapple.
Yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely.
I really do. I love
pears. Me and you, man. Pears. Me and pears. You.
Pears.
Fucking pears.
Bro,
go
that's
ahead,
old
Matt.
People. That's a prune, a fig. What are you talking
dude.
About?
God damn it. All right,
I'm
go
going
ahead.
Pineapple. Hold on, let me think of fruit.
Oh, fucking come on.
Let me think of fruit.
You really put us on the spot. What's next? Favorite vegetables?
Nah, we ain't gonna do that.
Okay.
None.
You look like a pea kind of guy, Tony. Tony, you look like you're really passionate about peas.
Dude, I love how much he's thinking about this right now.
Yeah, bro. I'm thinking of the same four fruits.
We're filling the silence.
Okay, I can tell you what it's not. It's not cantaloupe. It's not honeydew.
Ooh, I like cantaloupe and watermelon. I'm switching mine.
No.
Watermelon.
God, I'm
watermelon's
mad.
My top three.
Ooh, okay. I can take that.
Watermelon's
take that.
Top three. Cantaloupe's the top five.
All right, I want to hear Matt's real quick because I know mine.
I'm probably going pineapple. Banana's too sexual, so I'm probably going pineapple, strawberry, watermelon.
Dude, I didn't even think
God.
About strawberries.
Yeah, because
can
you're
I redo
stupid.
Mine?
No,
can
yours
re-
is done.
No, 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 no,
no,
no, no,
yours
no,
is
no,
done.
No, no.
Matt, that is
redoing.
A great fucking list.
In
pineapple,
order.
Strawberry, watermelon.
No, I'm stealing. Grapes, watermelon, strawberries. That's my actual order.
Mine is pineapples, peaches, and then
forgot about peach,
bro. Pineapples, peaches, and then watermelon, and then strawberry.
Guys,
I'm probably actually gonna go pineapple now that I know other fruits. Pineapple, peach,
yes,
and
yes.
then strawberry.
That was kind of my problem because I was too on the spot, and looking I was like, right, I don't want to.
Shut up, Michael.
Okay, so are you guys...
kale.
Yeah, are you guys, I really like cantaloupe.
I do like cantaloupe.
Black coffee, peanuts, and whiskey. A good hard chew.
Are you guys... Are you guys ready to end the podcast? Because I'm going to say something that's just going to piss y'all off.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, let's hear it.
I don't like peaches.
You don't like fucking peaches?
I don't like peaches.
All right, guys. So I appreciate everything you guys have done for me and having me back on. I think I'm just going to go back to temporary on this.
All right. So you know who else? We know the one other person
that doesn't like peaches is Ronald Anderson.
And fucking Hitler.
yeah,
know, man.
Yeah, pick whatever dictator you want. That's you.
Yeah, exactly.
Lenin, Stalin, Hitler. Here's some other good dictators.
I don't know if I'd say good.
Santa Claus.
Oh yeah,
Kim Jong Un.
Dude, that is a fucking topic right there, bro.
Santa Claus? Did you see how much weight he lost?
No,
No. Kim Jong Un.
Not that.
Yes, he did.
You
look
saw
very
how much,
healthy.
Like, how
he
much
really
weight
did.
He lost.
I know
that
you're wanting to.
Weird.
I know you're wanting this.
But
podcast
dude, Santa
right
Claus.
We can't.
I'm not ending the podcast. That was a joke, Tony.
Okay, but good because we can't. Because we have to talk about.
Anyway,
what Santa
guys,
said.
Thank you for listening to Three.
Santa Claus has animals that he makes fly, but they're just
he has
tied up all the time.
Little people that he makes work all day.
He's got an army of little people. He doesn't pay them. They have to make toys all day long, and toys are getting more and more complicated.
364 days a year,
all year long, bro.
Yeah,
and then
and some years 365.
They
days.
Might get one day off.
Shout out to you, leap years.
You get
you get one day of vacation a year.
Yeah, you're working all the other rest of the
time. Yeah, I mean, what is that, like 16-hour days?
You know, actually, you know what he I think he feeds them candy based off of Elf.
Do you get benefits?
No, you don't get
You don't get days off. You can't go to the doctor.
True.
Why would you need benefits? You can't go.
Dude.
I'm telling
Santa
you.
Santa is the worst fucking dictator
have you guys,
of all time.
I think you were kind of referencing that Family Guy episode.
Dude, that Family Guy episode's crazy.
Have you seen the Family? It's
I
like a two-part Family. You don't watch Family Guy?
No.
Bro.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
I've watched a little bit. I just never really got into it.
There's a
I hate South Park.
There's a Christmas episode.
It's a two-parter. It's really funny.
And like,
I'll watch it.
He goes up to the North Pole, and it is exactly what we're describing.
Yeah. I'll watch it in about an hour.
Like, the elves are...
the reindeer are like, rabid.
They're
eating the elves.
Yeah. The elves are, like, mentally handicapped because they've been inbreeding for years.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's... Really funny.
It's brutal.
Really dark. Also, in South Park, you said you don't like South Park, but you need to watch the Imagination Land three-part series. Like, three-part.
Imagination Land?
Oh, my God. That is...
I've watched a decent amount of Family Guy. Not a lot. I've watched a little bit. But I really can't get into, like, The Simpsons. I can't get into South Park.
I don't like The
not,
Simpsons.
I don't like that. I don't like The Simpsons either.
Dude, also, Santa only gives one, he's breaking into your house, taking your cookies, taking your milk.
Fucking your girl.
Probably.
Yeah.
And you know him from Tony or from your mom's bedroom late at night.
Yeah.
But dude, he also only gives presents to kids
that are good. Only the good ones.
That are also Christian, right?
Yeah.
Like, isn't that the thing? Like,
I don't think
Jewish people
the,
don't get presents.
I don't think that's in the
Jewish people don't get presents.
You don't think that's in the criteria?
Episode. I don't think that's in the Family Guy episode. Oh. But yeah, I mean, based off of like,
oh no, yeah, no, this is
yeah,
dude, this is so true.
Hey, real quick, episode of South Park that you absolutely, and all of you, we've talked about it like four times. You need to watch. It's called Scott Tenorman Must Die. It's season five, episode four. You need to watch that.
5-4. Okay, I'll watch it.
Season five, episode four. Scott Tenorman Must Die.
Bro.
The best episode of any animated cartoon.
1 to 10, how funny.
10.
It's like watching something that fucking M. Night Shyamalan produced, bro. The twist
really?
At the
end. Oh, yeah.
Like,
I don't think funny's the best part.
Yeah.
But like,
all right, I'll watch it.
It's the
I'll
greatest
watch it,
thing
and
ever.
And it might make me a fan from now on.
And
we'll
then
see.
The other, you need to watch the Human Centipede episode of South Park as well.
I can guarantee I would like that one.
That one is funny. That one's really funny because it makes fun of
it's
Apple.
It's the greatest movie of all
it
time.
It makes fun of, like, you know how Apple and everyone else has, like, those, like, just unreadable terms and conditions?
Yeah.
That's the whole point of that episode.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then you get put in the Human Centipede?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're like making fun. I think Stan's trying to, or Stan or not Cartman or Kenny. Who's the other one?
Kyle.
It's like Kyle's like reading the terms and conditions for his like iPhone update or whatever, and they're like making fun of him. And Stan doesn't read it, and he gets put into the Human Centipede. Kyle's like, you should have read it. Like,
I'll check that out. I'll
yeah,
look
it's really
it.
Funny.
I will definitely check that out later tonight.
Gosh. Check back next week for more recommendations on shows.
Did you guys see what Kim Kardashian wore to the Met Gala?
I'm not the kind of guy to normally talk about or keep up with that shit at all, but that shit was weird.
Dude, it's very COVID. I mean,
yeah,
it's
give
on
that.
Par with...
It's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. I don't know what it is about people when they get so much money that they're like, I want to do weird shit.
Dude, what about the chick that wore the thing that said tax the rich on the back?
It was AOC.
To the Met Gala. Like,
yeah. Well, there was one person that just wore faces on their fucking dress. It was like inflatable, like cartoon faces.
Dude, Frank Ocean had like a doll, like a baby that
I
was
saw
green.
That. It's just stupid.
So I looked
I would literally wear a hoodie, boys. I'm not joking.
Dude, so like the, you know what the Met Gala is for? First of all, do you know how much it costs? No. Well, yeah, but do you know how much it costs?
Dude, I saw a guy at the gym wearing an OnlyFans hoodie.
That's
today.
A bold strat. That's just something. Yeah. Do you know how much it costs to get like a seat at the Met Gala? Unless you're invited, which AOC, she was invited.
Like 50,000?
So 30 grand.
30 grand.
Do you know what that goes for? Hmm. It's like some museum in New York, some like art museum in New York. That's like all the money goes toward
we
that.
We should go check out that museum.
I
don't think we can get in there.
Gotta be sick.
I don't think that's...
Museums, you're like,
I don't think that's a free museum.
Yeah, I don't think
so. No, I mean, you pay to go to the museum.
I don't think we have
Dude, you don't pay for museums in D.C.? For the most part, I'm sure.
I want to go to D.C. back. I want to go again.
Have you ever been to science we should go. And like
I
engineering
do, I
museum?
Love D.C.
You
in Chicago.
Go?
Let's do it.
Dude, Chicago had a wild one.
I didn't get to go to any museums when I was in Chicago. That's
there
exciting.
Was one like exhibit, I guess, and it was the worst thing. Me and my friend were like bummed out after seeing it, but it was like a baby or a fetus in like every stage, like every month or whatever.
Yeah.
But dude, I think it was like real preserved. And we
oh,
were
Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
And we were just like,
I thought you were gonna say there's like drawings.
No, it had like conjoined twins and like it was crazy.
I don't okay, anyway, I'm gonna just piggyback off the darkness you just said and say the saddest place I've ever been in my life. The Holocaust Museum in DC. If you guys have ever been there.
We should go. We should
film
a podcast.
I'm not laughing. No, stop. In all seriousness though, that is the saddest place I've ever been. Like, you got to check it out in your life.
Dude,
I don't like being sad.
I love museums, bro.
I do
I'm
too,
like,
man.
Dude. I'm like a history fucking freak. Whenever I'm in like the same place as something like historical or where something significant happened, I saw the 9/11 stuff whenever I was in Washington. They had some 9/11 stuff there.
Yeah, I don't think I saw that when I was there last.
Dude, it was insane. I was just like.
Dude, those lights that they have that
yeah,
go
dude.
Up.
Dude, I've never been in New York, and I'm going whenever I go. I want to see that.
Yeah,
shit.
I've never been in New York either. But Kayla went, and she was telling me about like the 9/11 memorial in New York, and yeah. like, I mean, she says like really somber, and like it's a really like beautiful memorial and everything.
Yeah,
it's like an infinity fountain and stuff.
Yeah,
and yeah, I'd love to. Check
Dude,
that
I watched
out.
A 6-part documentary on 9/11 the past 2 days
on Hulu.
On Hulu?
No. Wait, is it called? Yeah, it is on Hulu.
Yeah, it's aggressively telling me to watch that.
It's the One Day in America.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, something like
it's
that.
It's six episodes. Yeah,
I
watched
didn't watch it.
But... You didn't watch it?
No, I didn't.
Dude,
watch it.
Oh. It's fucking good.
Yeah,
it's
I'll check
good.
It out. I'll check it out.
Nah, bro, I don't like watching stuff that makes me bummed.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that too.
Have y'all seen the movie Inside Out?
No.
It's about all the feelings. It's a Pixar movie.
No.
Dude, that movie will F you up.
I watched the Truman Show. The other day, that was a
dude,
good movie.
That yeah, that one's crazy.
Did
too.
You guys see Norm Macdonald?
Yes.
Norm Macdonald
yeah.
died. Yeah,
yes, dude, that's crazy, bro.
That sucks.
This is like a week R.I.P., behind bro. Where everyone like is gonna hear it, but dude, that's really sad.
Yeah, he said, cancer doesn't kill you because if you die, it goes away. So
yeah.
That's a draw. Like, what a positive outlook for somebody that is dying of cancer.
Dude. He's just aggressively funny, dude.
Yeah.
He just like just always funny, man.
Yeah, that was a sad one. Man, that was sad. I was sad. I will say I don't typically get sad when celebrities die, but Robin Williams and Mac Miller, those
Mac
are the
Miller.
Two that got me.
Mac Miller, that's the one that got whenever my whenever J. Cole passes
Kobe.
Away, I'm gonna have to be off work. Kobe, I cried.
Okay,
for Kobe.
Kobe was that.
Kobe
that
fucked
one,
up everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kobe was just. I mean, it wasn't just Kobe though. It was his like 13, 14 year old daughter.
I didn't believe
yeah.
it. I didn't
it
believe
was,
it
like,
happened.
What five or six other
dude,
people?
Dude,
like it wasn't just Kobe though.
So like the mom and the other kid that died on that helicopter.
Yeah.
Their dad is on America's Got Talent, like singing.
Really?
Right
yeah.
now?
Yeah. I mean.
That's
crazy. I don't know. I haven't watched it in a while. I don't know if he got cut or not, but
damn.
I can't.
How
imagine.
Can you cut that guy?
Exactly. I can't imagine. Because he got through
tough.
To the point where it's like up to America. So I can't imagine
yeah.
America being like, nah, you're not.
I'm going to say something kind of popular / unpopular.
Okay.
I don't like that America's Got Talent, the other one, American Idol and
yeah.
X Factor.
Yeah.
All those. dude, you have to have a sob story to be on there. Like,
yeah, there has really to be a fucking. It's so annoying, dude. Like, you have to have some kind of story on the background.
You either
yeah.
have to be from a third world country, have some huge tragedy that's happened, or been like bullied your entire life.
Yeah, there's no stories of like, yeah, I'm super rich. I just am a fucking killer ass singer. You know, yeah. like there I don't. Was, I have all
yeah,
kinds of money.
I come from a lot of money, so I was able to get really good vocal coaches. And
yeah,
and
you've
lessons.
Not heard that one yet.
There
yeah.
was this one guy who plays violin and on America's Got Talent.
The losing feeling
yeah. thing.
Yeah.
He still plays violin, but on America's Got Talent, he's like, yeah, I only have like a year left, and then I'm losing all the feeling. And I'm like,
he was a very positive energy.
It's dude, all for that, the fucking ratings, dude.
I wanted that guy to win. I was actually upset when he didn't win because, like,
yeah. Look, I like watching.
I didn't know I fucked with violin until I heard that guy play violin.
I don't really care about the singing ones as much. I do like watching America's Got Talent. I wish that they wouldn't allow singers on there, though.
I agree.
Because there's like yeah. 50 singing shows.
I feel like America's Got Talent should be everything.
And, bro, it'll
but
be like
singing.
In the yeah. top 10, six of them are singers. I'm like, yeah. dude, you've got
I've heard
voice,
so much
you've got
singing.
American Idol.
I get it.
I check. Like, I watch America's Got Talent to see the magicians, the violinist, the
yeah,
the
dude,
people that do
fucking
shit,
tricks,
the,
bro. Throw some darts
unicycles.
In someone's head. Do some cool
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, like, that's what I want to see. Like, if I want to watch someone sing all day, I'll go watch America. I don't think American Idol. Was American Idol's back, actually, but you know what I'm talking yeah. about. I'll watch American Idol, The X Factor, The Masked Singer.
The Voice.
Name
I think that's
tune.
The dumbest show ever.
I've never
the
seen
Masked
it.
The Masked Singer?
But
stupidest fucking show ever.
Well, dude, T-Pain killed it on that first season.
Yeah, that's what
I've seen really
that
well.
One. I've never seen them. I just knew it was
Look up T-Pain Stand By Me and listen to that.
Yeah, listen to that shit, bro.
Yeah. Dude, I used to love American Idol when I was younger, though.
I'll tell you what show I wish
grew
I was
out
on.
Of that real
fucking
quick,
Survivor.
Bro,
dude,
Survivor's
Tony, you
dope.
Applied for it last year.
I applied for it this year and last year. I'll be applying again soon, the next month or so.
Dude, there's a kid from Knoxville on it like a few years back.
Yeah, I know.
Boy, you need to hit the gym if you want to go to America's
negative,
Idol.
Negative, negative.
What are you talking about?
It's all politics.
Listen bro. I'll bulk up a little bit.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
dude,
I mean, I'll put some water weight on and all that, but you're gonna lose it. You're gonna you're on.
That's
there
what
for
I'm saying.
Days.
You're gonna you go out there. Listen, you're gonna wither away.
Negative.
You're
bro,
gonna
they,
eat
they,
the first
they,
week.
They feed you a little.
It's
bit.
So polit. It's just like manipulating people, bro.
Bro, I'd be so.
I know.
Shit.
That
I would
be so.
Like it has nothing to. Like,
I'm telling you, dude. I think I would fucking win. I
one
really
of my
think
favorite people. I forget his name, and he was like an unhealthy, overweight guy.
I know who you're talking about.
I forget his name, but he was just so fucking good with people. That dude, week after week after week, he just got through.
I've seen every single episode, every single season of that fucking
you
show.
You still watch it?
Dude.
My bad.
I
like the look
have
you just gave
rewatched
me.
So many seasons. I'm telling you, I fucking love it. I love it. It is my favorite show ever. Ever.
All right, guys. So
let's get Tony on,
dude.
There.
If you guys get me on there, man,
let's start a hashtag fucking, right now.
Yeah, we better hope nothing provided to them is from Sony because you will never be on there,
dude. Oh my god, dude! If I was on that show, I would shout out the podcast first of all, and then I'd fucking win it. I would win it.
I'm
telling
cool
you,
that.
I know I would win it.
Then I'd have to get a mouth tattoo.
Because I think about it, like. I've analyzed it. I'm good enough with people that I could do the manipulating thing. You just got to play friendly, but be smart. You got to act dumber than you really are. I can do that. Okay?
Yes.
I can do that. I already have that whole, I have the whole strategy
you just got,
locked in.
Really? For the first few weeks, you just be real quiet.
Nope.
Sit in the back.
No,
people
you
don't
make
even
friends.
Know.
No, you don't want to be quiet because they're going to get you out
know.
First.
You got to make
get
friends.
You out first.
You got to make friends.
No, the loud guy is a threat.
The loud guy yeah. is the one who stays for the first midway because he brings, you know, structure and people desire structure.
You get
you
the person.
You want to be the best friend. You want to be the
yeah.
guy on the side.
I would get real psychiatric.
You
want to
be like
everybody.
The guy who's winning or whoever's winning all the competitions. That's your best friend,
bro.
That's your BFF.
I would,
if you want to survive.
I would build so many good relationships.
You have
with
to
people.
Be
would,
the biggest threat, but not be perceived.
Here's
as a
what
threat.
The thing. Here's what you do.
You
make,
can't be perceived as a threat
boys.
At all.
So Matt, you're winning every single week, right? Every single week.
I'm throwing every so often.
Yeah,
Tony, you and Tony are best friends, right? Tony's like, oh, this is my boy. The second, halfway through, you lose, Tony becomes best friends with me, and we get you the fuck out.
No, he becomes best friends with you.
If the three of us were playing.
And then Tony thinks, oh, Matt lost, so he's not a threat anymore. Michael's winning everything.
Matt,
we're going to get Michael out.
I would get rid of Matt so fast.
Why, bro?
I love you, bro, but I know what I would do.
You're too likable.
So, no, that's not it. So here's how I'll play it. If the three of us if the three of us were on, I would start an alliance with three of us, all right? Just like, you know, we're homies now. I would let it ride. We would win because I would get two other people in and we would be the bigger alliance within our group. Once it got down to us, I would take the three of us. Actually, I would assume there's going to be a girl in. I would probably get you out before I got the girl out. Because Matt, you would be a challenge beast. I would have to challenge with you. I think I'd be good with every challenge that they could throw at me, except for some of the puzzle challenges, which I would struggle at against you, and all of the extremely heavy weight lifting challenges that I would struggle against you. So I would rather get rid of the physical ability first than I would the mental ability.
Yeah.
I can compete on your level better than I can compete
on your
level. I would
do very well at the puzzle ones, but whenever you have me like...
Oh, bro, I could jump
this. Yeah, just holding up 100 pounds.
Yeah, like fucking deadlifting 100 pounds for 7 hours.
They don't make
you
hold shit up typically. They make you hold ropes that are holding your body weight on like pulleys, and you just got to hold it there like that. And I could do that longer than you.
Dude, I would get
I could
bored.
Not do that longer than you.
I don't know, man.
In my
I ran 8 miles
in
today.
In my mind.
You haven't been to the gym in 4 days.
I agree.
Yeah, I ran 8 miles today, y'all. So what's up?
I ran a mile this morning.
But, dude,
boom.
I'm telling you, I would be so fucking cutthroat, dude. I would be a fucking beast at the show. Guys, get me on fucking Survivor. Like, I've tried.
Yeah, let's start the hashtag, get Tony to Survivor. Well,
get
like
all
that.
Three of us on there.
Tony on Survivor.
Dude. Right.
We need to pitch it to them. Look, we've got a podcast, so we've already got a little bit of reach.
Yes.
And... we've got three, and we do not want. We all want to win more than we want our friends to win.
Yeah,
right?
I would talk.
Like,
so
I love
much
these
shit about
guys,
you guys,
but I'd love watching them lose a little more.
So. I'll talk so much shit about you guys in my audition tape. I'm just letting you know. Like, I'd be like, yeah, they're cool. I guess I'm gonna whoop their fucking ass in this fucking challenge.
Yeah, just to get views going,
exactly.
Get people on board.
Exactly, and they'd be like, damn, this Tony guy.
You're gonna sit down for your
dude,
your
and then we could
interview.
Record from the Survivor Island.
Oh. You're gonna sit down for your interview, right?
Yeah.
And like, it's gonna be a Zoom call, or whatever. They're gonna pop up, and they have Sony headphones on. You're like, never mind.
Yeah, I don't want to do here anymore. That's what I'd be like.
Is this a good time to tell you guys that I never clicked record?
That would be probably the worst time.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I clicked record. But that was...
Here's the thing is...
You would
Tony and I would
before.
Be like, oh, that sucks. You would be hyperventilating over there.
I would... Yeah, I would have a heart attack.
Yeah, exactly.
I would have...
There'd be a cat flying through the air.
Like. I would just not go to class tonight. I'd be like, all right, let's record another one. Like, let's
exactly.
do this thing. Yeah. Anyway, guys, that was our episode. Thank you all for checking us out. We really appreciate all the support you've gotten. Tony, thank you. And welcome to the Three Guys in Ties.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited. I really am.
You don't have to thank us for having you anymore. You're here.
Thank you for letting me be here.
Yeah, thanks for having me tonight, you guys.
Yeah. Thanks. Thank you. I mean, honestly, let's just take a moment and give the most special thanks.
I want you guys to thank me again, actually. Thank me again.
Anyway, let's just take a minute and give the most special thanks to our boy Ronald Anderson in Florida.
Ronnie!
Hope you're doing well, my man.
He is not doing well. I can tell you by looking at him.
I hope the meth is going methy.
I hope it's good shit, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep it pure. Make it blue. People like that.
Yeah, a whole business in New Mexico waiting on you if you make it blue. Anyway, no endorsements for meth on this podcast. Anyway, thank you all so much for listening. Send us your suggestions at threeguysandtiespodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at threeguysandties. Let's start a podcast. Start a hashtag. Get Tony to Survivor. And
yes. Yeah, hashtag Tony to Survivor. Hashtag dinosaurs are fake.
Yes to the Tony the Survivor, not to the dinosaurs. Oh, yeah, and tell us whether or not dinosaurs are real. We know they're real. And thank you to our sponsor, Uday, at the Nutty Java and the John City Mall. Use our promo code SCURVY10 for 10% off your entire order.
And when you use that fucking code, SCURVY10, get yourself a sugar cookie coffee. That shit is amazing.
Sugar cookie coffee.
Yes,
I will try
one.
That.
Dude,
actually.
I get Red Bull Italian soda.
The sugar cookie coffee. Grace loves it. I love it. It's our favorite coffee ever. Try that one, guys.
All right.
All right.
Guys, we will catch you next week. Ronald, if you're out there, thank you.
Love you, Ron.
Love you, buddy.
Peace.
All right, see y'all.